You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Family stuff?
A lot of family stuff. Had a really good weekend. On Friday, we went over to my sister's house. I became an uncle again. So she squirted out another human little baby child. So the immediate family went over there to, stare at the baby for a little bit.
Little boy.
Super cute.
Bundle of joy.
Little bundle of baby joy. And it didn't make me miss diapers, I'll tell you that much right now. The bottle feeding and the spitting up and the diapers do not
miss
that.
Did you bring diapers?
No, we didn't. Yeah. We did that for the baby shower, though. Yeah. And then last weekend we spent all day Saturday in Castle Rock. This weekend we spent all Saturday in Golden. And I broke my hard, fast, and steady rule of not going to parades because parades are stupid. And I broke that rule because it was Buffalo Bill days in Golden, and we kind of go every year and watch the Buffalo Bill parade, and then we hit the little festival down there and listen to some of the live music and hit the beer tents and stuff like that.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It was good. We hit the Buffalo Rose down there, got some really good fish and chips, and then walked down and watched all the tubers on Clear Creek go up and down, or well, just down the river. Right. Which was a lot of fun. And one of these days, I want to do that. I mean, it's pretty chill. It's not like you're hitting hardcore rapids, but I would throw on a life vest, I think, and mosey on down the river. It looked like a good time.
Yeah, Gretchen talks about wanting to get on a tube or a raft and go down the Chattahoochee.
Yeah, way down yonder.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've done white water rapid stuff before.
Yeah.
And I've even been thrown out of a raft in the rapids before.
Yeah, I don't want to do all that. This is just, you know, parked in a tube when you float along waving
sure.
at people.
It's like being on the lazy river at a water park.
It's exactly what it is. A highly exaggerated version of that. And I think I could pull it off. So we did that.
Sure.
And then don't be jealous. All day yesterday, we had to hit various stores because my dryer went out. And so we had to go dryer shopping.
No.
I've dug into this thing. I've ripped it apart twice, replaced the heating element twice, went in to do it the third time, and all the wires inside were melted this time. And I was like, well, not fixing this one anymore. It is now officially a fire hazard. So now we're without a dryer for the next like week, a week and a half, something like that, about a week. So we've got to figure out which neighbor is going to let us wander over with our underpants and let us use a dryer, which kind of grosses me out. But yeah, first world problems, right?
Knowing you, it seriously grosses you out.
I had the talk with Nick.
That's not a
little
thing for you.
I was like, it's been 90 degrees out. Let's just like run a couple lines in the backyard or something, and we can hang all of our clothes out back and do it, you know.
Do it the old-fashioned way.
Do it Little Women style out on the prairie and dry my underpants outside versus using a neighbor's dryer.
Besides, who are you kidding? You know you're going to throw it in your truck and take it over to your mom's house.
That was my second option. I was like, I'll just go to my mom's house.
You'll just take it to your mom's. I know you. You're not kidding me.
Yeah, I'm not kidding anybody. But it was a good weekend. Really good weekend, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
I did some hiking this weekend. Found a new trail that's a serious mountain biking trail. In fact, 96% of the people on it were mountain bikers. And there were just a few hikers. And so you've got to walk the opposite direction of the bikers.
Yeah.
They all have to go one direction. Hikers go the other.
Okay.
And they get the right of way. So you've got to get out of their way.
Sure, they'll run you right over.
But what a cool trail. So that was fun. My review of the Oppenheimer movie, though, I got to tell you something. Do you have an intention of seeing it?
When it comes to the streaming or whatever, I want to be able to pause it and run to the bathroom because it's long.
Yeah, I didn't have that problem. I didn't have to go pee during the movie.
You went before you started the movie.
It is, it's long, but it's fascinating. And the fact that it's a true story, based on a true story, to me makes it even more interesting. Here's my takeaway. Two things. I was writing a piece about, I wrote a thing on social media this weekend about how in the concession stand, they had cauliflower bites. I mean, come on, people.
Okay.
Come on.
They're crispy.
But I was writing a piece this morning about how with Oppenheimer, it's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't go see it. But what I am saying is if I have a criticism of the movie, it's the over-reliance on the music and the soundtrack. So that in this whole movie, which should be a very dialogue-driven movie and a movie that makes you think, they have to force-feed you music during every scene. There's only like three scenes in the whole movie where there's not music playing.
Okay.
And often really loud, like drowning out the dialogue. And that's not just me saying it. So it's this artificial insertion of tension, right? You can't just figure it out for yourself that this is a tense moment. They have to do da 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 da.
So it's that kind of music. It's instrumental. It's not like they're throwing in like 60s pop music.
Correct.
Or anything like that.
It's just this music
suspense.
Score, but it's so overdone. And I figured that it's just one of those sign of the time things where we can't go 30 seconds without some sort of stimulation. You remember how over, you know, for the last 20 years, I've complained about going to a baseball game where between every pitch, they have to have some sort of stimulation. Yeah. Dun, 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 between every pitch. You can't have more than 15 seconds of silence. And it's kind of getting to that point with a movie like this that they have to shove in your face some sort of dramatic music.
Okay.
And this would have been the perfect movie to let you just sit there and swim in it and grasp what's going on without the it's just so overdone.
There's a list that came out this morning. I'm sure we'll get to it at some point. It was the 15 things that people say that they're getting too old to tolerate, and I think I found number 16 for you.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's an age thing. I mean, I talked to somebody else this weekend who's in their 30s, and they said the same thing. They go, like, they just need to back off the music a little bit.
Well, now I got to see
it. It's just that they don't feel
I,
like people can figure it out for themselves.
I'm afraid that's all I'm going to focus on now, and I'm going to lose the story.
Well, right, and I thought about that, but I know I'm not the only one saying it, and it's a good score. The music is well done. It's just too much. It's like, let us listen to the characters talking. I don't need the artificial, okay, here you will be tense. Yeah, okay, I got it.
All right, okay.
But taking that aside, it is a good movie.
Is it?
So
okay.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I am excited to see it. It does look good. And how were those cauliflower bites?